The Islamic State group claimed responsibility today for the Easter attacks in Sri Lanka. A top Sri Lankan official also said investigators believed the bombings answered attacks on two mosques in New Zealand last month. Neither source gave evidence for its claim. However, Reuters reported that the Islamic State named who it said were the seven bombers that carried out the attack. The Easter attacks in Sri Lanka involved a series of organized suicide bombings, mostly on churches and hotels. More than 300 people were killed and more than 500 injured. The junior minister for defense spoke to Parliament about the attacks. He said the government had information that the bombings were carried out by an Islamic fundamentalist group in an answer to the New Zealand mosque attacks. He did not say why officials believed the bombings were linked to the violence in New Zealand. That attack was carried out by a single white supremacist gunman. The junior minister for defense also blamed weakness within Sri Lanka's security operations for failing to prevent the 9 bombings. Reuters reported that India warned Sri Lankan intelligence that Islamic extremists were planning attacks. That information did not get to the Prime Minister's office until after the attacks. The country has been in political turmoil for months. Security in the capital city, Colombo, increased Tuesday for a national day of mourning. The military used special powers to make arrests. Special power arrests have not been made since the end of the civil war in 2009. Sri Lankan officials announced a nationwide curfew would begin at 9 p.m. Tuesday. The government has also blocked most social media since the attacks. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe promised to use all necessary powers to arrest those responsible. Officials said they knew where the group trained, but did not identify any of the 7 suicide bombers. Their bodies were recovered. All 7 bombers were Sri Lankans, but officials said they strongly suspected foreign links. The reason for the attacks is unclear. Most of the 21 million people who live in Sri Lanka are Buddhists, but some are Hindu, Muslim, or Christian. Anti-Muslim ideas have been spread by Buddhist nationalists in the country recently. Sri Lanka, though, has no history of Islamic militancy, and its small Christian community has seen very few problems. But for some this week, the violence destroyed whole families. On Easter Sunday, Burlington Joseph Gomez and his wife, Chandrika Arumugam, went to church at Colombo's St. Anthony's Shrine. They brought their 3 sons, 9-year-old Bevan, 6-year-old Clavon, and baby Avon, just 11 months old. 2 days later, they were all being mourned by neighbors gathered at the modest home of Burlington's father, Joseph Gomez. All family, all generation is lost, Gomez said. I'm Susan Shand.